In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like...
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we are thinking about going to Carolina right now in our mind because... We're going to start doing a little Carolina barbecue. What you thinking, Bob?
Yep, it's all about North Carolina today. And, dude, it would take us several hours to break down the complexity of North Carolina barbecue. But rather than you and I, Northerners or damn Yankees, trying to explain it, I thought we'd get in touch with Barbecue Center in Lexington, North Carolina, and the proprietor and the owner, Cecil Conrad, is on the grilling line right now. Hello, Cecil.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you. How about you?
Well, I'm doing well myself.
Well, good. Hey, thanks for making time to chat with us today.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about the Barbecue Center in Lexington.
We've been around since 1955. We got our start as the dairy center, which is actually an outlet for the local dairy that was in town, but back then, we had colder winters, and apparently we couldn't sell much ice cream then, so they started putting barbecue shoulders out on a pit behind the building, and from then on, it took off. We moved to our current location in 1961 and built permanent pits, and we've been going strong ever since.
Since 61, so you've been doing this a while.
Just a little while, yes.
Yeah. So is this a family business?
It has been. My uncle started it. My father-in-law, I'm sorry, my father bought it when he passed in 1966, and my father had it ever since, and he passed away in 2013, and my family is still running it with my mom and my brother.
Hey, Cecil, this is Bob. Thanks for joining us. And I got to tell everybody the cool little backdrop to this. In going back to North Carolina barbecue, a couple years back, I did a tour of North Carolina, Jop, if you remember, when I just went all over the place and hit North Carolina, South Carolina. I actually went to Barbecue Center. And when I was there, this nice man named Sonny Conrad took me around and spent, hours with me, fed me like a king. And I was absolutely endeared to this place by the time I left. He was such a cool guy. So I thought, man, I got to go back. If we're going to do North Carolina barbecue again, we got to go to Barbecue Center. So I looked him up, and the first thing that came up was Sonny's obituary. Oh. And I just about cried. I was so sad. I didn't know what to do. I just thought, gosh, I can't, bring them on because it's not. So I thought, well, I'm going to call there, and sure enough, I hook up with Cecil, and he goes, well, it was my dad. And so Cecil and I had a nice talk, and so it's just so nice to have you on the show and talk about this is when they call it Barbecue Center. You've got East and West on the North Carolina barbecue scene. When it comes to the West, Lexington is Barbecue Central, and the Barbecue Center is the center of the center. So this place is so cool. And they're old school brick pit. These boys know how to throw down shoulder.
Yeah, and it's been fun to do, keeping up our Lexington reputation that started the turn of the last century. This fortunately, right after you left, we actually rebuilt our pits and made them a little bit bigger and increased our kitchen size so we can handle more people. And as the crowds come through, we're able to handle it with more shoulders being cooked at the same time.
Well, I can see why you did, because those pits had taken 20 or 30 years of beating by the time I was there, and they were getting all cracked up, and they were tired. You beat on them daily.
Oh, and they'd actually even become unsafe. So we probably saved ourselves a lot of heartache by rebuilding them, but we rebuilt them in the exact same way they were. They're just a little bit bigger now, so nothing has changed, which is nice. I mean, you get consistency that you've gotten since we started in that building in 1961.
So Sonny really, I think, did the lion's share of the work. You were probably by his side as a little boy. But tell us all the difference between your barbecue and when you go into Eastern North Carolina, what they do.
I think the first thing you would notice is we cook the shoulders. The eastern part of the state's cooking whole hog for the most part. They do it different ways, sometimes over charcoal, over wood. We try to stick to just cooking over the hickory and oak coals where we are.
Okay.
Next thing you'll, Okay, go ahead.
Oh, and fair disclosure, the Skylight Inn is going to represent the East when you're done. So they're on the next segment of the show, so we can get both of those perspectives. But you guys are definitely unique.
Yeah, we seem to run in the same circles when they're talking about North Carolina barbecue. So I don't know those guys, but we seem to be talked about together a lot.
Well, it's because, the cream rises to the top, Cecil. That's what it is, brother. But my question to you is, for our listeners up here in the North, what makes the barbecue profile of North Carolina unique?
I just think it's because the East-West debate. We do it different ways. You're not going to convince someone from the eastern part of the state that our way is better. You're not going to convince someone from our part that their way is better. But it's very good. I mean, it's hard to find bad barbecue, and North Carolina fortunately does it so well. We just happen to do it differently. They use vinegar-based sauce, so it's clear. We use a ketchup and vinegar-based sauce, which is also clear and runny, but they all permeate the meat instead of just basting on top like you see in other parts of the country, and it gives it this unique flavor.
Yeah, some are tangy, some are sweet. What I noticed about North Carolina in particular is that every county had their thing, and it was kind of like, this is the only way to do it. So right. Didn't matter where you went, everybody else was wrong, we got it.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of pride.
And if you get closer to the South Carolina border and into South Carolina, right, you're going to find a mustard-based barbecue.
Right. Thanks to the Germans.
They think theirs is the best.
Right. I think you're all right.
So
we appreciate it.
So Cecil, you say it's a little bit more of a runny sauce than a thick sauce. When are you putting that on? You're not using it as a marinade. Are you basting it, or no. Are you? Tell us about that.
No. It comes on when we serve the plate. The only thing we put on the shoulder when we cook is just a little bit of salt, and we let the hickory and the oak do the rest of the work. And then once we chop it up, slice it, or coarse chop it, however you order it, we then put it on the plate and then pour the dip over it. So we call it dip, and it doesn't lay on the top. It goes all the way through the meat. So if you're ordering a tray or plate, the bottom of the meat gets almost as much of the liquid as the top of the meat does. So it's a continual flavor all the way through your dining experience. Mm.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's North Carolina barbecue this week, and we are talking with one of the most legendary barbecue centers in all the Carolinas. It's called Barbecue Center in Lexington, North Carolina. And folks around the western part of North Carolina in particular all consider Lexington to be the mecca of barbecue. That's just the way it is if you want good barbecue. And there's like six major shops there at least, right? And a bunch
right.
of little ones. But I just want to say that the work you guys have done and doing only shoulder kind of sets your it sort of defines the way you do barbecue, and it's the people just flock in there by the thousands. So I mean you've gotten this thing down. You're no rookies at it. But
thank you. And the best part about the shoulder is it's got enough fat on it that it keeps it moist. The ham obviously tends to dry out a little bit more. It's a drier piece of meat, but the shoulder really the fat of the shoulder just keeps it moist, and you get a great experience with it.
And I don't remember. Do you do ribs at all?
No, we do chicken.
Okay,
as well, the same way over the pit with our same dip, and it's very good.
Cecil, give me one side, your best selling side other than the proteins. What's hot down there?
Oh, it's the slaw. It's a compliment to the meat. It's used. It's the cabbage, but we don't use mayonnaise. We use the ketchup and vinegar base. It's basically the same recipe as the dip we make. We just pour it over the cabbage, and you have it. It's called red slaw, for lack of a better word.
I remember that. Sonny Conrad, Barbecue Center, Lexington, North Carolina. You got to check them out. Go to Lexington, North Carolina. They're really easy to find. It's the biggest place in town. Thanks so much for joining us on the Grilling Guys Show.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Coming up next, we're going to hit Samuel Jones with some Eastern style at the Skylight Inn in North Carolina. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around.